If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stranger Things together forever. We're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, Stranger Friends. And happy Monday morning, a new week, a new chapter of Stranger Things forever. I did mention that there was a good chance I wouldn't get an episode out on Sunday. And then Sunday came and I thought, you know what? I might be able to do one at night, but I was working on some other things. By the time I was done, I was a little tired. So I said, you know what? Let's wrap up this evening. Get up bright and early today and get started on the next chapter of Stranger Things 4, Papa, which is why I'm here, which is what we're doing. So expect more than one episode today, more than one episode tomorrow, more than one episode possibly on Wednesday and Thursday as well. We're going to finish up Papa this week, no matter what. I'm telling you right now. And now, because I said that, I must hold myself to that promise. So it's going to happen. As of right now, it is November 10th. So we are literally 16 days away. Sweet 16 days away from Stranger Things 5, which is shocking. When you think about how far it felt, you know, when we first found out about the dates. And plus, how far it's been, how long it's been since we last saw our Stranger Friends. As per usual, I typed in Stranger Things in the news, in the Google News this morning, to see if any major headlines came up. And not much. Millie Bobby Brown debuted red hair at Stranger Things 5 premiere. And I'm like, no, she didn't. I watched it. And then I watched it again. I go, oh yeah, her hair's kind of red. But that became a headline for E! News. Yes. Excellent. No real news to sink our teeth into. Just a lot of kind of talking about the stuff. Like, you know, the premiere will happen, or the premiere happened, and then these news articles take little bits and they create articles based on all these little bits and they try to get as much life as they can out of it. By the way, I don't know if you've noticed this morning, but I sound amazing. And it's just a Monday morning. It's 8 a.m. as I'm talking to you right now. I don't have a cold. I wasn't up, you know, screaming in a concert last night. You'll know when I go to a concert. You've known. You've probably heard it before. Yes, my Patriots won their football game, but that was at like 1 o'clock. I was done by 4 o'clock, and there wasn't, I mean, there was like, yeah, but there wasn't like consistent screaming. I didn't drink like some, you know, I mean, unless you count Coke Zeros, then I drank a lot. Taco dip, pumpkin pie. I'm trying to think of all the things I had yesterday at football. Corn chowder. Yes, we have an eclectic football menu. Now, Friday morning, I'll be up late watching the Patriots Thursday night. So maybe Friday morning, I'll have a deep, you know, very just, I was going to say creamy voice, but that sounds gross. Steamy voice? I don't know, but I'm really happy with this voice. Now, by the time I have a meeting today at 1:30, I'll be like, hey guys, how you doing? Here's what I've been working on this week. But then, and then by tonight, who knows, maybe the voice will come back. It'll be somewhere in between. I don't know. Either way, I'm going with it. And, you know, it's going to help me sound more dramatic as we talk about this next chapter of Stranger Things. But before I get there, did you know, if you listen to this show on Spotify, you can leave a comment on any episode. You can leave comments. You can leave questions. You can do that per episode. It's not like on Apple where you go to the podcast and you can leave reviews or comments or whatever. Here you can do it per episode. And just yesterday, there was a comment left on the Massacre at Hawkins Lab Part 7, which came out on November 7th, a few days ago. And it is from, and I'm going to butcher this name. I apologize. I'm going to try my best. Here we go. Iris Rajna. I think I nailed it. I hope I did. But Iris says, Stranger Things forever. This intro was all day in my head during work, and then signed XD, which is like a smiley. A smiling face, like your eyes are closing, like, ah, I'm smiling. So, Isra, yes, I love the fact that this song is stuck in your head. That's why I love making songs at the beginning of for different podcasts. I love them being short and being based on real songs. And I love them being a little silly and hopefully catchy enough. And the fact that they've been playing all week on all these episodes or all last week, I hope they got stuck in people's heads and it looked like it worked. Victory to me. Thank you, Iris, for sending in that comment. I really appreciate it. And again, anyone else, you could send in comments right through every episode if you listen through Spotify. All right, that's it. I'm done. I do admit I'm going to go take a drink of coffee right now. I don't know if it'll change my throat, my voice. We'll see. Because coming up right now, we're going to start the next chapter of Stranger Things 4 as we begin the first 10 minutes of Papa.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, I thought it would be fun to actually bring you along on the coffee adventure. So here is my voice before I take a sip of coffee. Now, it's iced coffee. I don't know if that does anything. You know, it might actually, because there's some creamer in it, it might make my voice worse. We'll find out. Here we go. And here's my voice now. Did it make a difference? No, wait a minute. Okay, here's my voice now. See, it's a little deep. I think it is a little different. It does seem a little lighter. But it still has the voice of like, kind of like an adult. I'm almost a grown up. It's right there. It's back. Now it's coming back down. All right. Anyway, let's get cracking. This 10 minutes is pretty wild. It opens up with Eleven's memories. We're still in Eleven's mind, in her memories. And we open up with young Eleven standing exactly in the same place where we last left her. She probably thinks she destroyed one, and she's breathing heavy. She's exhausted, and she sees what we know now is a gate, and the gate is closing before her eyes. As the gate closes, the lights come back on, and Papa is standing behind her by the door. And there we see, in full context, where he says, "What have you done? What have you done?" And then, just like young Henry Creel, who was overcome by using his powers to such a high level, 11 collapses. So Brenner saying, "What have you done?" I don't think, like, originally you think it has to do with all the, you know, copious amounts of dead children in the room. And it probably does, but I was looking at it in a slightly different way, where he was in the room when the lights came on. Like, the door didn't close. So I'm thinking he saw the gate, and it's almost like, "Oh my goodness, what have you done? Like, how did you do that? What was that?" And I feel like the rest of Brenner's time is him trying to figure out how to do that again, I think. Right? Well, the gate in part one, is that, did they want that gate? Did they try to open that gate? Like, I don't remember. I remember how the gate opened, I think. It's been a long time. But I'm thinking he might be saying, "How did you do that?" Because maybe he saw all of one being destroyed and being pulled through. Maybe he was there for much longer. I don't know. He might have snuck in and be like, "Oh, I'm going to stand back, let them finish whatever they're doing." And then it happens. Or he snuck in just enough time to see the gate closed. But I definitely think he saw some of the leftover of the gate. Because remember, there's another, I think it's further along in the episode, where he goes and rubs the wall. We're not there yet. But as of right now, I think he is frightened. I don't know how much he cares about these kids. Like, I don't know how distraught or how sad or how grieving he would be for these kids, honestly. I think he's more in awe. I think that's the number one thing is, "Whoa, what have we got here?" So we leave 11. We leave her mind. We leave Brenner. But speaking of young Henry Creel, we don't leave him just yet. Because remember, Nancy is still in the trance of Vecna. So we see her seeing Brenner tattooing a young Henry Creel. And he seems to be talking to Henry, where he says, "See, that's not so bad, huh? Right? There's nothing to be afraid of. Is there, Nancy?" And then Brenner looks over and looks at Nancy, and his eyes are clouded over. He's basically Vecna speaking through Brenner's, the look of Brenner, and he's like, "Why don't you take a seat?" And in the real world, the kids are all freaking out looking for music, because they know that music is the key. At least it was the key for Max. So they're going through all these tapes, and they're screaming about needing music, and Robin's like, "Madonna, Blondie, Bowie, Beatles, music, we need music." Eddie picks up a tape and says, "This is music." Eddie is holding up a cassette of the 1983 Iron Maiden album, Peace of Mind, an all-time great classic metal album. If you know anything about Iron Maiden, you may have heard of the song The Trooper, or seen the photo, or the drawing, I should say, of their mascot, Eddie, holding a British flag, almost like and dressed as a British soldier. That is the drawing, the logo for The Trooper, which is on this album, Peace of Mind. I only know this because I've seen Iron Maiden 12 times in concert, and already have tickets to go see them next year. Yes, they're my favorite band of all time. So I thought I'd just have to mention that. And I'm sure I've mentioned it many, many, many times. So back in Nancy's head, she's trying to escape. She's running down these hallways, trying to take these boards off of walls. And Vecna's like, "Nancy, what are you doing? It's not time for you to leave now that you've seen where I've been. I would very much like to show you where I'm going." And you realize he's not going to kill her. He's going to use her to send a message. So all of a sudden now, she's trapped in a chair, and he says, I want you to tell 11. So now Nancy should be like, wait, this guy knows 11? I want you to tell her everything you see. And then he puts his hand over her, and instead of, you know, killing her or making her rise, he just imparts these visions on her. We see, this is what I'm pretty sure we see, and it is stuff we definitely see later on in the final, in the finale. We see the Creel house cracking in half. I think we see a crack in the attic. It looks like we see some cracks all over town too, like the big giant cracks that are going through Hawkins. We see the clock going off, you know, ding, ding, and she keeps going, no, no, no. And he's like, tell her everything. And then boom, suddenly she wakes up and she's like, oh, oh. And she collapses in fear. And Steve is there to comfort her. He's like, I'm okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm right here. It's okay. And then we cut to credits. What a wild opening. Vecna basically is toying with him now. And he's like, look, you got to tell 11. Because this is going to happen, whether you guys like it or not, and there's nothing you or her can do about it. So, na 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 na. So, we then go to credits, and we come back in Russia, and we spend the remainder of our time here with the reunited Murray, Joyce, and Hopper, and Antonov and Yuria there, too. But the first thing we see is the Demogorgon still on the prison grounds. It didn't die, and it looks like it got the spear, took the spear out of its face. It was dislodged in its mouth face, got that out. But he does seem rather pissed. There's guards scrambling, and one of them, the main guard that we've been seeing for, you know, a while, grabs a walkie-talkie, and he's yelling into it. He goes, get the power back on! Get the power back! What are you doing? Get the power back on! On the other end of that, Murray has the guard inside at gunpoint, and he's telling him, you know, to tell them that the prisoners are contained and they're working to get the power on. But this dude, he will not budge. He seems to be like way too, you know, like I follow orders, which there's more of that coming. He seems to call Murray's bluff too. Like Murray's holding him at gunpoint, but he knows, or at least he feels, that Murray won't do anything, or he doesn't care enough. And he's right though, because Murray isn't going to kill this guy. While that's happening, Antonov is yelling at this guy dressed as in a lab coat. I don't know if he's some sort of scientist. He's like, we need to find a way out. Where does that go? He goes, that goes to more cells. We don't need to go to cells. I need to get out of here. Meanwhile, Yuri is just kind of almost comic relief, hopping around in the background, gagging, still, you know, completely muted. And this guy loves to talk. So we pan over to Joyce, who's bandaging Hopper's arm, and there's a nice quiet moment with them. He's like, I guess you got my message, huh? She's like, no, I always just want to go visit the Soviet Union, you know? He's like, about you and Murray, you guys getting along? And I love that she says, he's the Starsky to my Hutch. And he says, you know, I thought you were dead. I thought I'd lost you. She says, I did lose you for 8 months. We had a funeral. He's like, did anybody show? He's like, are you kidding? You're the hero of Hawkins. It's true. And because he's laughing off, like, no way. He goes, well, I always thought I'd be easier to like when I was dead. Then he asks about Elle. How is she? She says she's good. She misses her dad. We all do. And there's a nice moment, but then it gets interrupted because Murray, who actually says, I hate to interrupt, but apparently they can climb now too. Because then we see on security monitors, the Demogorgon climbing out of the prison, you know, up onto the prison balcony, and, you know, the one filled with all the guards. And once again, that main guard, just like the guy inside, is so programmed to obey and do what he is told, and they're obviously told, do not hurt this monster, that he is yelling at the other guards to lower their weapons. As the monster lumbers towards them, lower your weapons, put your weapons down. They're like, no, we're not going to do that. And then bang, ba, bang, bang, ba, bang, they start firing at this thing. It does seem to be hurting it. It does, like, you do see wounds on it, but it's not enough, because when they go to reload, the monster attacks and I assume kills them all. We see them going straight at the main guard, but I assume then he goes, okay, I'm finished with you. Let me eat all of you guys as well. Now back inside with all our friends, all our older friends, the adults, behind a closed door, they hear what sounds like another monster. Murray's like, please tell me that you don't have another one of those things. Hopper starts walking towards the door. And again, that guy in the lab coat, he's like, you can't go in there. It's dangerous. You can't go in there. It's dangerous. He's saying it in Russian. I don't think if he was saying it in English, Hopper would listen either way, because Hopper goes right in and opens up the door and there we see a Demogorgon strapped to a table. Its chest is sliced open, so it seems like the Russians could examine it, run tests on it. It's screaming in pain and struggling to the point where you almost feel some sympathy towards it, almost like you don't want to see anything get tortured like this. And Hopper's walking towards it as everyone else is standing, you know, behind him. They all kind of look at it like, almost like fear, anger, sadness, disgust, all of these things. Like, what is this? This is crazy. And Hopper gets really close to this thing. It is flailing back and forth at the in this strap down. And Hopper just goes point blank range, puts a gun right up to it, and pulls the trigger. And I guess at that distance, that's enough to kill this Demogorgon. But then they notice they're in a lab, and that Demogorgon on the table was not the only one. There are these giant tanks filled with fluid, and we see a Demogorgon floating in one. I think we see a Demodog floating in another one. And I don't know if they're dead, I don't know if they're sedated, but they are definitely like there to be tested on or examined. And like, they're looking around, and Joyce, like, the only thing she can say is just, oh my God. And they start just walking around this room and seeing all these different tanks. And that's it. That is the first 10 minutes of Papa. Now, what did we learn here? Well, we learned that possibly Brenner knows or saw 11 open this gate and is fascinated by it. We know now that Vecna just took Nancy to pass on a message directly to 11, imparting all these visions on her that definitely were frightening. And we know now that the Russians are testing and have been testing on the upside down monsters. That's where we left them. We left Murray, Joyce, Hopper, Yuri, and Antonov in the lab with that guy in the lab coat. And that's where we will be picking up this evening as we get back to it for the next 10 minutes of Papa. But that's it. It is now 8:22 as I speak to you, so I need to wrap up and get ready for another work day. Yippee! But I have tomorrow off, so there won't be any rush for me to get the show done before, quote-unquote, my work day starts at 8:30, because generally my work day goes from 8:30 to 4:30, but usually I kind of creep in a little after 8:30, and then I always end up staying a little after 4:30 because I work from home. So it's much easier, unless I have some specific appointment, it's much easier to kind of, we call it flex time. Just as long as you do all your time and get all your work done, you know, it's cool. And it allows me to talk to you guys in the morning, and then tonight I'll be back doing it again. But until then, you can follow me. See, my voice is cool again. It's not going to be this way tonight, but I am milking this and I am enjoying it. Until tonight, my friends, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. We have a Facebook page called Fans Not Experts. We have a YouTube channel called Fans Not Experts. That's because the website that houses all my podcasts is called fansnotexperts.com. Why? Because we're just fans. We're not claiming to be experts. We're just fans. But if you want to go straight to just Stranger Danger, then visit StrangerDangerPodcast.com and follow StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky. Do it. Do it now. It can be more fun than Twitter if you put the time in. I promise. So that's it. I am done. I will see you tonight. But until then, have a great Monday. A big shout out again to Iris. I'm probably butchering your name, but thank you for your comment. I appreciate it. And for the rest of you, I will see you this evening, and you too as well, Iris. Yeah, cool. I'm going to go and have another drink of coffee and have a little breakfast as I start my workday. Have a wonderful Monday, everybody. Stay stranger all day. And remember, it's people like you. I'm going to use the voice. It's people like you and people like me, Stranger Things fans all over the world. We are the ones who shall keep Stranger Things alive for ever. Everything the light touches is our kingdom symbol.
Fabs not experts.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.